So the first real estate scam we're going to talk about is this one with DJ Envy that's been making major news headlines this week, but it's been around for a few weeks. I know you've been trying to tell me about this, so why don't you tell us all what you know?
Yeah, actually, I've been really excited to talk about this one because this has been like on the tip of the tongue of every, you know, gossip blog. The hip hop community is like all over it right now.
Yeah. Courtney, your friends about to show you how to generate wealth. Get educated, do for yourself. Add a couple notches to your belt. Under all is the land. Under all is the land. The real, real estate. Under all is the land. Under all is the land. The real, real real estate. Coming to you live from Acme Real Estate in Los Angeles, California.
Welcome to Under All is the Land, Season 5, Episode 2. I'm your host, Courtney Polis, here with my rock star co-stars, Soka Fernald.
Hello.
And Dominique Madden.
Hello.
It's all a scam.
Tell me.
Real estate's just a huge scam.
Oh,
now, today
right.
We're going to focus on real estate scams, what's going on, making headlines right now. It seems like real estate scams are all in the news. Not that we want to add any more fuel to the fire, but you know what? A little hood, like check under the hood every now and again is good.
Yes.
And to be fair, like we've encountered some crazy real estate scammers in LA, but there are some all over the country that are making like huge headlines right now. So we want to share that with you. Before we do that, just as a follow up to last week's episode, there have been several new lawsuits filed and I think this thing is out of control.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's a lawsuit. There's a South Carolina lawsuit being filed that's similar to the Sitzer Burnett one. And now there's another lawsuit being filed, an Illinois lawsuit being filed, where home buyers, the ones who get the commission, you know, paid for by the seller, are now suing a bunch of brokerages, asserting that because there is cooperating commission, A, they were steered potentially to houses that have a higher commission for the buyer agent, and that they had to pay a higher price because the sellers had to pay for the buyer agent commission. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is out of control.
Honestly.
I feel like there's two things here. One is these rules follow the law. They are contracts. There's no collusion. It's there's a contract. The contract clearly states what's happening. Like, why are the contracts just being thrown out the window? If the government wanted to do an overhaul of the industry, like state by state, they could have, you know, people making changes to laws or whatever, and real estate's state-based law, you know? So why is this happening? Why is this happening right now? It's like, I think it's just really, real estate agents are not respected, and I think really people just don't know what it is we do and why it's valuable. I think they think we're all just opening doors and answering emails like we're administrative or something. Like there's no skill set. I actually was on a forum and I made the comment like something about, you know, the real estate attorneys taking 40% of the earnings from this lawsuit and how the people who were supposedly injured are getting like pennies. And I'm like, but this guy's the guy that wants to say that we get too much for 2.5% commission when sometimes we have to work with people for 2 years or 10 deals or whatever, like all the time, all the phone calls, all the emails, all the inspections, all of the time, the time it takes to get to our commission. And this real estate agent responded back, oh, please, I know you're not comparing a real estate agent to a lawyer. And I'm like, You've got to be kidding me, right?
Seriously.
And she wrote back, no, seriously, my friend is an attorney and he had to go to law school. I'm like, B, I own a brokerage. I have managed so many agents and liability and there's so much to what it is that we do. If you don't think you're worth what you're getting paid, that's your problem. Mm-hmm. That is not my problem. I'm a specialist and I know what I'm worth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I'm like, there are literally people like that
defending
in our
the
industry.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you don't even know what you do.
Yeah.
People don't know. They don't get a clear view of what a real estate agent is actually doing in the background because we're working with sensitive information.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't get to disclose, but also, you know, we don't get to disclose what's happening in the transaction because obviously it is confidential. But also, we can't speak on our experiences with other agents in public eye, you know, out of like just by abiding by our own code of ethics with our association, you know? So a lot of the stories that could be told that would tell you exactly what we deal with every single day, they never come to surface.
Right.
Instead, they watch Selling Sunset and get to see a very filtered and manicured version of real estate, which right. is, you yeah. know, essentially just showing pretty houses and selling pretty houses
right.
with no in between.
Right.
You know, and even that is a setup. Even that is probably yeah, set up after the deal is done. You
yeah.
know, it's not a real view. Even if it's a real transaction, it's not a real view of all that goes into the transaction.
I just think, how could there be so many people on so many sides of this basically saying they got taken for a ride because yeah. we're getting paid? I mean, do you yeah. do that with your car salesperson?
Yeah.
Do you do that? Like,
I think people are jumping on an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, they're jumping on their opportunity because someone came up, you know, like whenever I lived in an apartment building in Hollywood, I got a mailer from an ambulance chaser who's like, if you lived in this building from this year, reach out. You may have a lawsuit, you know, for some reason or another, mm-hmm. you know? So there right. are people just like barking down people's right. doors right, right now right. saying, I can yeah. get you money for this.
Right.
But if we're chasing down everybody who's ever done a service for us, we chasing down the servers everyone. Who we tipped for inflated bills?
Right.
You know? Yes.
Thank you.
Like, yeah. yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's everybody.
Yeah.
It's everybody who makes money. Period.
Period. Yes. Period. Am I chasing down my doctor for all the bills I've ever had God. For his service to me? It's
right.
ridiculous.
It's insane. Why don't we go back and counter sue all these buyers that we helped into houses saying we're getting part of your equity that you collect in the last 30 years.
Yeah.
For finding you this wonderful house.
Right?
You,
yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's, I mean, all some of these lawsuits, they're trying to go back to 1996.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my Lanta. 27 years of equity.
Insane.
Crazy.
To that end, even though we know we're one of the good ones, right? We're mm-hmm. the good ones. Mm-hmm. There are many, many scams. So the scams are all over the place. So the first real estate scam we're going to talk about is this one with DJ Envy that's been making major news headlines this week, but it's been around for a few weeks. I know you've been trying to tell me about this, so why don't you tell us all what you know?
Yeah, actually, I've been really excited to talk about this one because this has been like on the tip of the tongue of every, you know, gossip blog. The hip hop community is like all over it right now because mm-hmm. Cesar Pina, who's really the subject of like most of the lawsuits right now, mm-hmm. Is someone who, you know, essentially like tricked a bunch of investors into investing into real estate transactions with the promise of like huge returns, like 30% returns in like 3 months. Which anyone who actually sells real estate knows
it's
is
ridiculous.
Yeah. Very fishy.
That doesn't yeah. even happen. Yeah.
I mean,
30% in 3 months?
No.
How, you can't even do a renovation and get it resold in 3 months.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah. how? But this is what he was promising people. So he would take like large sums of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars from people, and then, you know, they're still following up with it, you know, some years later. So this is like a huge thing right now. But DJ Envy, affiliated with this guy, gave him a platform, right? Because DJ Envy is the host of The Breakfast Club, or one of the hosts of The Breakfast Club. And he brought Cesar Pina in several times to be on the platform, which those videos have now been taken down. But he used his platform to elevate this guy and create more, like, you know, credibility for him to continue scamming his community.
And didn't that guy run like seminars and stuff too? Was he like charging
yeah.
people?
Yeah, they ran seminars on how to make money in real estate. And some people actually mortgaged their homes to give him money because they wanted to build something for their children.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'll never see their money. But
yeah,
this DJ Envy says, I had nothing to do with it and I don't know anything about that. And if Caesar took money, I have no idea. I wasn't part of that. But some people that were interviewed were saying he actually looked at houses with us.
Yeah.
So for him to say, I didn't know anything about it, but then you go house shopping with it's a little weird.
Yeah. So that's the funky thing is there's a very long paper trail, you know, I mean, social media trail of how integrated DJ Envy and Cesar Pina were mm-hmm. in that, you know, in the real estate business, like marketing that they were doing. I mean, he was claiming to have made a lot of good financial investments with right. Caesar right. and to have made money. You know, there's actually a video which I can pull up and we can play for everybody that, you know, that shows him saying that he's collecting rent from properties that he invested in with Caesar and is now claiming that he's also a victim because he invested $500K and hasn't seen a dollar back. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, there's a video of him literally saying that he's collecting money. Rent. Mm-hmm. Now, this video is shady too because they're in an office, they're collecting money. Well, you know what? Okay, I'll pull it up and then you let me know what you think.
Okay.
Okay, so while I'm pulling this up, this was actually shed light on months ago by this guy who goes by the name of Tony the Closer on Instagram. And he is like, you know, I mean, he hates scammers. Mm-hmm. Like, his whole thing is taking down scammers. You know,
real estate scammers in particular, right?
Real estate scammers are like his main focus, right. And partially because he himself has been victim to some of these scammers who are like really, really like attacking mostly the Black community. And it's not just Black investors who have been preyed on, because a lot of Caesar's investors are, you know, I mean, they're all ethnicities, they're white, they're Hispanic, you know, right. I mean, there have been several that have come out, but you know, one thing that I actually saw in an interview with Tony, and then also saw on another interview, I can't remember which one that was, but it was someone else. But one thing that they noted is that, you know, really frequently, like, you know, these scammers who are often also like ex-cons and, you know, people who maybe have a better idea of how to run a scam and get away with it, right? They know what buzzwords they can say to the community to make them think, oh, this person is with me. This is a person who's like for me and who wants to see me build wealth. You know, like promising to help them build generational wealth.
Right.
You know,
legacy money.
Yeah, legacy money. You know, like, right. Like you know, buying the block, us being, you know, owners now and whatever. Like, you know, making it seem like there's a sense of community in it. Mm-hmm. And that's how they prey on them, you know? And it's unfortunate, but.
Well, that's the thing. It reminds me of like Ja Rule and that stupid music festival that turned out to be, you know, a completely nonsense thing where people got stranded and whatever. And it was like, you know, I do think celebrities have a higher level of accountability, or at least they should. Unless he is complicit in the freaking scam, he should be very careful who he endorses. And then it's like, okay, and also, you know, radio stations, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, you know, on some level, they're the distribution mechanism, right? So, like, are they taking any responsibility for bringing somebody on who's a scammer, who's cost people hundreds of thousands of dollars, and, like, letting the guy run the scam on their show? I wonder.
Anyone who actually, like, dabbles in real estate would say, who is actually going around and collecting rent and cash? This is what this video is.
Okay, all right.
Today, Pro Style came. This is your first time picking up rent, right?
First time picking up these joints. So we don't want to see the names on the checks, but yeah.
First time picking up rent, and that's what it's all about. When I tell you about creating generational wealth, that's what it is. I picked up. This is some of my rent. He owes me some more. His rent is picked up.
Just getting started, baby.
And that's what it's about. Oh. Pro Style jumped into the game. How many houses you bought?
Three. About to hopefully close on the fourth one, right?
This guy is trying to get more houses than me. He's going to start speaking at the seminar.
We had like 12, 16 units real soon. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it's about, teaching and learning how to do it. And that's what we're about, man. So I want to see you guys at the next seminar, February 23rd in Las Vegas. If you're on the West Coast, I want to see you there. It's at the Golden Nugget.
Okay, that is so sad.
So the one who is saying he's collecting rent money from Caesar Pina, this is DJ Envy, okay? So he's acting as if he has an income producing property that Caesar Pina is clearly helping manage or something, right? And then Caesar Pina is sitting back in his boss chair, handing out the money to all the people who supposedly are investing with him and encouraging them to come to their seminars. So
yeah, it looks complicit.
I think he's in with him.
I watched his live thing where he was kind of like not really taking accountability for anything, but
kind
was
of mocking the victim.
Yeah, kind of like you made bad decisions, and you know, if I did something, I don't know. I guess I'll have to pay for it. I don't know what he was saying. He was talking out of both sides of his mouth, and he looked like a dollar store version of DJ Khaled. And I was just like, ew, this guy is gives me such gross vibes. Anyway, he's like somebody I would never trust. But another thing is, who pays their rent like that? Like, yeah. Are people just dropping hundreds in their mailboxes?
Nobody.
You put your rent check, you know, it gets deposited into a bank. Nobody's sitting around collecting cash. Yeah.
We're not walking around.
That's ridiculous.
Here, give me your money.
It's like direct deposit, you know? It's like, come on. I mean, that's... Mm.
I mean, there's an entire industry, many industries, like the paycheck cashing places that make money on people who don't understand how money works. You know, it's just sad to see people who are held to high esteem in a particular community preying or being accomplices to people preying on the people that trust them.
It's so true. You know, another thing that they did, so they created this platform that was supposed to be like a place that it was like a one-stop shop for people to like look at all things real estate, right? It was called Flip to Dow. And it was a subscription-based platform where, you know, you would join, you would pay a subscription, but you would have access to anything like learning about hard money loans, learning, you know, about refinancing or, you know, how you identify a good flip or, you know, things like that, right? Mm-hmm. First of all, I think that anyone who's charging anyone for real estate advice, like, you know, just on a, just purely like, in, you know, like resource basis, informative basis, I think that should be questionable, you know, like the fact.
Right, and most of this stuff, if you just ask a realtor, they're going to give you an answer that's probably more informed anyway.
Exactly. Call a realtor who's actually helped someone, you know, not just someone you've seen on Instagram, but someone you know. Someone actually close on a property. Mm-hmm. And you know, get information from people who work with these people daily, who I guess they, you know, they did think that this guy was genuinely doing that.
Right.
But, you know, but
there still, were a lot of real estate agents not going to charge you to share. Like, for example, if somebody came to us and said, okay, what are some of the worst features you've seen in flips right now? I could be able, I see such a volume of renovated properties. I could easily steer them away from making certain bad choices, right? Mm-hmm. And like based on a lot of experience.
Right.
You know? So it's like, why would they go to this type of guy and ask for any kind of guidance when he just seems like a scam? Like he comes off as greasy.
Maybe he created sort of like a community. I think a lot of people maybe saw themselves there and like we'll be part of this.
Yeah, that could
we're
be
part
it
of
too.
This thing. And it's like a movement thing.
Part of the Flip to Dow platform was that you could like eventually it was going to have the capability for people to just be able to directly invest in the properties that they were identifying as investments.
Oh wow.
So
like TechVestor kind of a thing.
Yeah, it was like a whole thing that they were trying to do there. But you know, just like you were saying, Courtney, it's like, you know, real estate agents, they give you advice. You know, you call them, they will give you advice. They don't generally charge you for their advice.
They don't.
Right? They don't. I mean, I don't know how some people are operating, but no agent I know is charging for advice. You know, agents that I know are getting paid through commissions at closing versus getting money from you on a subscription basis.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So, you know, that is a huge red flag. That video in just altogether was a red flag. But then, you know, there's another thing that they did, which was a giveaway that was, you know, a promotion for people to join that subscription-based platform. And this was one where they were saying they were giving away a $500,000 house. So a house that's worth $500,000 in New Jersey, okay, mm-hmm. which has the highest property taxes in the country.
So first
that begs the question of, you know, this person who you're giving this house away to, can they even afford
to pay the taxes?
Yeah, the maintenance on this house, right. You know, like I personally have never considered New Jersey for investment because I don't want to pay the property tax.
Well, the sales price of the houses are kind of low. Like I was in Rahway a couple of years ago and I was shocked because it's like 30 minutes by train to Manhattan, and yet you can buy a $300,000 like house that's done, like in the cute little downtown. Like, but how? And then I saw the property taxes. I'm like, ow. Okay.
How much?
Yeah, but you know,
it's like it's 30% or something. It feels like a lot.
It's like 2.25.
No.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more than that.
I looked it up while I was curious.
2.25. Let me see what it is in Rahway. It's not 30%. That was an exaggeration, but it was much higher than LA.
Yeah, but okay, honestly, the property, I mean, you can get some values, but the the prices aren't, I mean, it's not cheap all over Jersey. There's a lot of money in Jersey because it is right across from New York, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, to each their own.
Yeah, 2.23 is the state. It's, you know, it's by county, though.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But it's still very high.
That's the state. Right. But, you know, but just the whole concept of giving away a triplex worth $500,000 to just somebody who subscribes to your platform seems very shaky.
Did that happen?
They supposedly did pick a winner. Now, she is, like, completely covered.
She got it?
Yeah, this older woman in her, you know, I'm going to presume 70s or something. You
in
know?
Broadway, like it's 7%.
7%.
Wow.
So that's like 10% total. Well, when you consider the state and county.
That's a lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, so this is supposedly the winner of the triplex.
Okay. Okay, I see.
Elderly woman, mm-hmm. you know, just wondering about the maintenance, right? Now, you know, again, on Tony the Closure's platform, because he is like, you know, he's literally digging deep. Like, he's going deep. He's he gets the reach out from all the people who feel like they've been victimized by these people. And he posts what they provide him as, like, receipts
evidence
for this.
Yeah.
Right.
Good. So he's digging.
Yeah, exactly. Which is great because, you know, before anyone else was paying attention to these people who were saying, like, look, we're losing money from this guy. No one was paying attention. Mm-hmm. Now it's on, you know, several outlets. There's a reporter who's like really shining a lot of light on it there. You know, but for a long time it was falling on deaf ears. But, you know, with this house, right, it's still under their LLC's name. So it hasn't been transferred to the supposed winner even like months after this happened. Mm. It has, you know, like a bunch of mortgages that are apparently like, you know, really funky mortgage situations on it. And apparently they took money from other investors, like from several investors towards this same property. But nothing's happened to it.
Huh.
No development, nothing's
happened
to it.
Well, that's the scam part, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, it's going deep. Like, you know, there are other stories that I read about that, you know, were kind of similar to that, where it was like on one property, they would have several people who think that they're investing in something that just never happens on that property, mm-hmm. or that maybe they don't even own, you know, allegedly, obviously, you know.
I wonder what their paperwork looks like. I wonder what evidence the buyers had to show that they have any stake in this at all, because, you know, we know, you know, whenever somebody loans money on a property that we might be selling, it could show up as a lien, mm-hmm. you know, but if you're a member of an LLC, then you have LLC docs, which show ownership percentages, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, would you lend money with the house as collateral without having actual docs? Did they manufacture docs?
Mm-hmm. So this is an interesting one. I don't know how it worked with Cesar Pina. One thing that Tony the Closure did post recently was that they transferred many of the properties that were under his name and some of the other investors' names into his daughter's name. So there are like 17 properties or something crazy that have been transferred into his daughter's name.
I wonder how that serves him.
Yeah.
Wow. How old is the daughter? Is she an adult?
Young.
She's not.
I mean, you know, and it like she looks like she maybe is like, I don't know, early 20s.
Oh, so no,
late,
yeah, okay.
You know, 19 or something. I don't know what her age is. But there's another person who he's also shed light on that is a Philly-based investor and influencer in like the real estate world, right? And his name is Big Business, okay? BIGBIZZNESS, okay?
Okay.
Now, this guy, his real name is Greg Parker, but him and his wife, they've been, like, influencers that have been on TV shows. Like, they've been all over the place as, like, you know, kind of, like, the urban communities, like, go-to for financial, like, investing information. And if you want to invest in Philly, he's always got things that he's, you know, like, off markets that he has for people or opportunities, whatever. There are a lot of people who are saying that they invested in these opportunities that
didn't
exist or that they didn't actually own, you know, that didn't have the right to sell, that kind of thing. Allegedly.
Okay.
I'm going to say allegedly for everything.
Okay.
But one thing that allegedly they were doing was selling them with quitclaim deeds, which don't require a title search. So the people who were buying them might not have seen that there was anything recorded on the title. Any okay. outstanding mortgages.
Flashing
or
like red, red light, like danger, caution. Don't buy property Scam. Without seeing a title report.
Literally. I mean, honestly, it's insane. I mean, what they're preying on is just a lack of overall knowledge. Financial literacy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just over, you know, and people's want to invest, but with, you know, nominal amounts, you know. Right. The reality is that there is a process to investing, and it's usually not cheap, it's not easy, it's not fast money, which is what, you know, a lot of people are hoping.
Being sold.
Yeah, are yeah. hoping right. that they're going to get here, you right. know.
The 30% within 4 months or whatever, that's not
3 months.
It. That's not it.
Yeah, that's not it. I mean, you know, the sad thing is that social media has, and this is true in our world too, it gives legitimacy and authority without any evidence of that actually being true, just based on followers or presence on camera. I was talking to Silka today and I said, you know, I've never questioned who I am, like ever. You know me since you were born. And, you know, I've always been very clear about, you know, what I think, who I am, how I be. But with social media, it's like you have to ask yourself, like, who do I need to be in this play space? There are certain things that work, certain things that don't work. Like, what edges do I need to shave off? Like, can I curse? Can I not curse? Do I have to always be done up, or should I be more natural? Like, it makes you question, like, all of these things to come off as authentic. Then there are some people who just, like, they hit a thing, and whether they have the experience to back it up or not, it doesn't matter, because they get opportunities based on their success perception. Using this particular mechanism. So the people who are at risk of falling for that are the people who take everything on social media as legit. And that comes, I mean, this is true in every industry. It's true with news. It's true with Israel and Hamas. It's true with financial literacy. It's true with, like, any place where you think you're actually getting, like, information. COVID scene, I mean, come on. You can go down the list and see, and then you think to yourself, like, okay, who's controlling, who is vested interest is it to upset truth in this country? Who owns this app? Who wants this to be the state of things for us so that we don't know what's real and what's not? You know, at the end of the day, on some level, you have to trace the source. Who gives platforms to people who are unvetted, have access to everybody? I mean, you know,
right.
In this case, it's China, you know, but it's also like there was last week's guest, Eddie, he sent me this video of a guy talking about who wins whenever men in our country are emasculated, like when they aren't trained to fight, when they've polished off all their rough edges, you know, and they're no longer allowed to be men. Who wins? It's like there's always an end game whenever it comes to training social behavior. And I do think that, like, it doesn't just stop with the couple that is representing, you know, it's almost it, in some ways, the more you hear about these scams, the less likely it is for people to believe anything somebody who's legitimate is saying about how you can actually grow wealth in real estate investment. You know, which is possible. This is a real thing. You can make generational wealth in real estate. It's just not going to be overnight. It's not going to be a 30% return in 3 months. It's not going to look like $100 bills sitting at a table with your homeboys in some office collecting rents on your multifamilies like that. It's not going to look like that. But you know what I mean? Like, if I saw that, I had $100,000 that I worked 20 years to save, I'm going to be like, I don't trust a realtor. I don't trust an investment opportunity. I'm just going to hide this under my mattress or put it in my savings account and just, you know, do something safe. So it has the opposite effect in the long run, which is the sad thing to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is. It is, you know, but the people who are, like, you know, who are predatory, they don't care about the long run. They care about the short-term gain, you know, and meanwhile, right. It's the people who are ethical and, you know, who are out there operating honestly that are being, you know, that are also victims of this, you know, because we, if any of those victims had called any one of us three,
right,
we would have given them advice,
right,
on, you know, whether or not that title actually you know, like, I mean, we could have looked up the title, you know?
Right.
We could have checked out the property. We could have,
right.
We could have checked into whether or not this is a, like, sound financial investment, you know? Mm-hmm. Or whether it looks like maybe you're overpaying, or maybe right. this doesn't look like it's a great deal. Maybe the rents and that purchase price don't make sense. I mean, we can look at all of those things, and we have an ethical obligation, you know, to, like, to honor as well, which we take seriously, and maybe some people don't, you know, because... Actually, Cesar Pina's wife is a real estate agent, which is
the there should be something around that.
Which is a really
not helping us, Mrs. Pina. You're not helping us.
Honestly.
Damn it.
You know, but this is the thing.
Our industry needs to hire like a big PR firm. We need we need crisis control here.
Crisis control and a higher bar.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a higher bar.
And higher accountability. Mm-hmm. And that's the reality, you know?
The accountability is, I mean, you can't expect the police to police the police. I think, but it all starts in our industry from the contract. And even with these investors in this situation, before you hand money over, you know, you should be seeing contracts. You should be seeing LLC docs. You should be having an attorney review stuff. Like, there's got to be procedures in here to quality control your investing process, right? In real estate, we have banks and underwriters who check for title claims and that kind of thing before they loan their money. So why would it be any different if I'm handing my money over? Although I got scammed too.
It makes me wonder how they hand over the money, because there's this one guy who was talking about $800,000 that he invested for an apartment complex. I'm like, did you wire it into his personal bank account?
Right. Or like, where did it go?
Why did it not go to escrow where the purchase right. would be... Right. transacted. Like, I don't understand how this money was
But if people given don't away. Know, if they don't know where right. it's supposed to go or what the process is supposed to look like, right. they'll believe somebody they think right. is an authority. And I'm going to just share my own personal real estate scam, which I've probably talked about before. I had a contract with a contractor. He had a project manager. The project manager gave me wiring instructions. I wired money per the contract, the legally binding contract. And still the guy took off with the money. You know? Like, it can happen to good, smart people, too. At the end of the day, I'm like, the lesson here is I should have been less trusting of people who seem like they are licensed, bonded, insured is true. Guess how much the bond they're required to have is, these big contractors mm-hmm. who do multi-million dollar home renovations. Guess how much the bond is. Just guess.
It should be millions. What is it?
What do you think it is?
$250,000?
$500,000?
$10,000.
That's crazy.
Are you out of your mind? It is nuts.
That doesn't pay for anything. That's subfloor.
That's a ding. Nothing. And, yeah, okay.
That is just, I mean.
That is crazy.
The consumers are not protected.
No.
So you can't rely. Just like you can't rely on the federal government to check your food for quality. You cannot rely on the government to protect you. If you're a consumer, you really have to do your own due diligence. Like, this should be a lesson to all.
It's true.
Don't buy shit off social media without doing your research first.
I am a firm mm-hmm. believer in research. I am mm-hmm. a firm believer in doing as much as you can mm-hmm. in, like, the review of a company or a person and what other people's experiences with them are.
Yeah.
Because that is going to be, you know, I mean, that's going to be really telling.
You know, I wonder, like, if you Googled Cesar Pina and DJ Envy before this came out in the news, what those reviews would have looked like. I wonder if there were people saying.
Tony the Closer.
Yeah. Tony,
I know, honestly, you know, you this guy has literally, mm-hmm. We really should. But, you know, this guy has literally been talking about it for months, you know? Like, I mean, from, I want to say, like, maybe May-ish, you know? He's been talking about it for a really long time now. It's just... Until enough people, you know, were talking about it or hit the right outlet, it didn't hit mainstream, you know? Right. Even though he's got a good amount of followers. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I think, I don't know. I think sometimes you know, people enable bad behavior by not questioning enough,
right.
you know, what is actually going on. Like, there are so many people who should have been able to look at what was happening there and question it, question the validity of it.
Yeah. It makes you wonder how many of those are happening right now.
You know, and
how many scams are going on.
So many. Yes. So many. Yes. And you know,
here's one thing I will never do again. Mm-hmm. I will never put a dollar of my money into the value of a property without a recorded lien. Mm-hmm. That's a lesson that I learned from a flipper who, you know, sometimes flippers encourage the agents to sort of like invest or use their commissions in certain ways or whatever, like, oh, discount here, da, 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 and then in exchange for, you know, equity investment or whatever. Mm-hmm. Got to be a lien on the property. It has to be a recorded lien on the property. That will never, like, if you're giving money to an investor, a flipper or whatever, and you're being promised some kind of a return, make sure your name is on title. Hire an attorney, make sure your name is on title, and make sure that your amount that you're owed is recorded as a lien.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the only way to get paid.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there should be an escrow company. Like when you're dealing with a purchase, not when you're dealing with contributing money, but when you're dealing with a purchase, there should be an escrow company involved that is telling you how they're facilitating this. And that should be a company that has some rapport. So you should be able to look them up and actually find information on them and verify that they're actually an escrow company. Mm-hmm. I would even Google their phone number and make sure that it aligns with the phone number of the escrow company.
During the crazy, you know, that boom time here when it was all nuts, there were like fake escrow companies opening up, having offices, receiving money, and then shutting down and taking off of people's money.
Yeah. You really have to look into them, you know? There should be a title company involved. There should be a title rep who can talk to you from the title company and tell you if there's anything on the title that's a cloud.
Right.
You know, and that should be something that people are investigating before they buy a property.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, this is all stuff that a real estate agent would be able to advise you on.
For free.
But if you think that a real estate agent shouldn't get paid to assist you and make sure that you are not making the worst financial investment of your life, then, you know, this is also how you can fall prey to people like this. And it just further speaks to why we have value. Because, you know, we help people. The good agents will not try to push you into any property. You know, I don't call people and say, oh my God, you have to buy this, you have to buy this, you have to buy that. You know, I don't try to force them into things that they don't want.
Right.
If I see a fault, even if they want it, if I see some reason that they shouldn't be buying this property, some reason that it doesn't make sense or that it'll be too burdensome mm-hmm. or that, you know, it'll be too complicated, you know, for me knowing what their tolerance level is, then I'm not going to encourage them to move on it. Mm-hmm. If there's someone who's trying to push you into an investment or coerce you into an investment, you should question mm-hmm. why.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why, you know?
Like, why the hard sell? Why the hard sell? You know, it's like you almost don't want to trust the person who's giving the seminar to take your money to. It's like a conflict of interest, right? That's another thing. It's like I would never give a seminar on home buying to people in Vegas and then be like, and you can just, you know, deposit your checks right over here and we'll get started, you know?
Oh. There was, and this sounds crazy, again, as people who know about real estate and how things operate, but in one of the videos I watched where he was talking about people's experiences with this big business, there were people who were investing money, like sending him money for properties to be determined.
Wow. Like advance money.
Yeah.
Little cash for the next one.
Yeah. Right. So like, you know, there wasn't even an identified property. Now, like 100%, that should absolutely never happen.
Right, never.
You know, one, I would never send money you should never just send money anyway directly to a person. Yeah. There should be an intermediary, like, you know, like an escrow company, someone who's a buffer, you know? You think it should be like common sense, but it's not. You know, there are a lot of people who don't know that it should go to an escrow company instead of directly, or a title company instead of into someone's pockets.
Right.
You know, and unfortunately, those are the people who are literally feeding these machines. You know, like there's another person who allegedly has scammed other people out of money. His name's Jay Morrison. And, you know, he was a real estate agent. I don't know if he still is now, but he started something called the Tulsa Real Estate Fund, which is this, like, you know, it was the first black-owned real estate syndicate, I believe, or something like that. But he took like micro investments from a lot of people. And like the amount that he managed to fundraise, I think, was somewhere around $10 million, you know,
wow,
with micro investments.
Wow.
So I think I saw that the biggest investment in that was maybe 40 grand.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the thoughts that I read about that and how people should have been, so again, they funded it with at least 10 million, somewhere around that. And the like current status, I think of as of this year, like the funds, you know, this was just a few years ago, maybe a couple years ago. I think it was 2020, 2021. Now they're down to 400,000 and people haven't seen any returns back. They were promised 8% dividends, you know, like, I mean, it is widespread, you know, it's widespread, but you have these people who are coming in like street preachers,
yeah,
of real estate, mm-hmm, saying, we're going to build you generational wealth. We're going to build, mm-hmm, up the community. And all of these people who are just like, you know, they've got this money that they worked hard for, this little bit of money, and this is the nest egg that can maybe help them, mm-hmm, you know, go to the next level. They're losing it to these people.
Yeah. That is so sad.
It's insane.
It's deceit. It's so bad.
It's, yeah, insane.
Well, thank you for your very insightful, yeah, well-researched headlines there. That's a lot. And I think there are a ton of tips and tricks, and we're going to like put some red flags and summarize some of the points that were in this in the show notes for sure. Crazy. I think for me, the takeaway is just like, don't buy social media authority. That is like number one.
Seriously.
Flashing red light for me. Just do not buy social media authority. And number two is, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. You know, there is no 30% return in 3 months. That's just stupid. Mm. If that was true, that people would, you know, people would be doing that all over the place. It's just ridiculous. Anyway, any other final thoughts?
If I was going to leave with any final thoughts on this episode, it would be to value good real estate agents, mm-hmm, value ethical real estate agents, because, you know, they are all the difference between people literally going into financial ruin or having financial success. Mm-hmm. And as much as people want to like devalue that right now with all of these lawsuits, the reality is there are a lot of people who are in lawsuits right now because of bad investments they've made, because they didn't get good advice, mm-hmm, and because they trusted the wrong people who were supposedly on their side investing. And frankly, like, I think that all of that just speaks to why the right person and the right realtor can, you know, can
make all the difference.
Well said. Well, yes, said. We'll see you next time on Under All Is the Land. Toodles. Built. Under all is the land, under all is the land, the real, real, real under estate. All is the land, under all is the land, the real, real, real estate. Okay, cut that out. Where are we? DJ Envy and Caesar Pina.